The next one of the attributes which we will discuss is miut sicha, a decreasing or diminution of sicha, of conversation, of speaking. So first, a number of the Mefarshim point out, as we have seen previously, that the language of the Braisa here is one that implies not an extreme cessation of speech or an absence of speech, but something akin to moderation. As the Medrash Shmuel points out, va'af im i'efshar below sicha, obviously we need to speak, nevertheless, yima'et ba kol masha yuchal. Nevertheless, we should still try to minimize it. So not completely ignoring or denying speech, but minimizing. The Tiferes Yisrael here as well points out that not only is it unavoidable, but can actually have a positive benefit for our learning. Umiuto yofa l'Torah, kesha tanua hanefesh ksas ayideze. Speaking, schmoozing, as we would say colloquially, allows a person to take a break, mentally recharge his batteries, and therefore it's only miut which should be avoided, because there is still a benefit to other types of sicha, if not excessive, but at least nominally, minimally, sicha can help Torah itself. And in the Sefer Orchos Chaim of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, in the second chapter, he quotes a similar idea from the Vilna Gaon, again, akin to things we've seen previously in the other miuts, that when the Braisa here says miut sicha, it doesn't just mean that only a certain amount of conversation is usur, but the flip side is also true, or unrecommended, but the flip side is also true, and that is that a small amount, a miut sicha, is actually necessary, not just that the majority should be avoided, but that minority, that miut sicha, is actually necessary and positive, because if you learn without ever taking a break, you'll go crazy. Daito tisbalbel alav. And therefore, some sicha kala, some minimal sicha is needed. So this idea coming from Rav Chaim Kanievsky of all people, quoting the Gra of all people, is certainly striking. Neither of them known to be big talkers, and conversely, amazing masmidim. But apparently, even they, on their level, understood, and Kav Chomer for the most of us on our level, that there's something healthy and really necessary, as the Tiferes Yisrael already pointed out, so that we can, so to speak, recharge and be healthy, and then go back to our learning even better than ever. Nevertheless, despite these indications of moderation and the positive benefit to schmoozing, it is worth noting that Chazal do speak about the importance and the necessity of silence or quiet in many places, but too notably in Perkei Avos earlier, Perk Aleph, Mishnah Yizayin, where we say, Kol Yamai Gedalti Ben Chachamim, V'lo Matzasi L'Guf Tov El Ashtika. Even in the context of Chachamim, I found nothing better than silence, quiet. Or the more well-known phrase in Perkei Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Siyag al-Chachma, Shtika. A fence or a protection for Chachma, for wisdom, is quiet, is silence. In light of this, it's important to examine when Chazal, whether it's here in our Braisa and Kinyan Torah, or perhaps even in the earlier Mishnayos, when they advocate silence and severely minimizing speech, question is, what is the scope of these admonitions and these recommendations of Chazal? Are we speaking about specifically neutral or secular, so to speak, for lack of a better term, non-spiritual, non-learning contexts? Or perhaps are we even speaking in the context of learning? So this seems to be a debate in the Mefarshim here in Perkei Avos. And our Braisa, the Medrash Shmuel, points out that HaKavana Kol Mitzius Sicha. It says it's unequivocal that we have to decrease and minimize our speech in all areas of life. Afilu B'inyan Limud. He says this is even applicable in the realm of Torah. And he quotes that mission in Perkei Avos and Perek Aleph of L'Matzasi L'Guf Tov El Shtika, and he assumes that this applies even in learning. And again, the context perhaps supports that, as the Mishnah had said, Kol yamai gidalti ben chachamim. So even at the concept of chachamim, who are presumably talking and learning, nevertheless, shtika was recommended. And that's how the Medr Shmuel understands that. Furthermore, he quotes anonymously, but he quotes a saying, Vim hadibor kesef, hashtika zahav. Even if you speak well, your dibur is silver, but it's still not as good as quiet, as silence. That's golden. I'm not sure where else this might be found, but the earliest source I was able to locate that saying is from the Kar HaKemach of Rabbeinu Bachai. So the Medr Shmuel does not cite the Kar HaKemach, but perhaps that is his source. And then he continues the Medr Shmuel, V'af im yefsher belosicha yimayit ba kol ma sheyuchal. Again, in any context, including learning, it's impossible to go without speech. But he says, even in Torah, even in learning, we should be as minimal as possible. Where does he get this idea? It seems somewhat radical. He says we get this from the Torah itself. The kachi darko shel Torah, atzma lama'it ulkatzer devareha. The Torah itself is very minimalist in its use of words, as we all know. Ki kama dinim v'kama halachos magala osam v'vav yiseira v'os yiseira. How many halachos are revealed to us by an extra vav or an extra letter or word? Shlarotza laharich laharbos besicha. The Torah did not want to, in this sense, he says, v'marbe besicha. So the Torah itself is miut sicha, is mamayit besicha, decreases its amount of, quote, conversation, the words that the Torah uses to communicate. And therefore, says the Medr Shmuel, if that's what the Torah does, kein ha'adam ha'osekba. Certainly, we, even when we're learning Torah, should follow that model. Ya'aseh kamoha, v'afilu shehu lomeid, even when we're learning Torah, yemai besicha, v'hadibor, v'yomod v'loshim kutsara, nikia v'kala. We should choose our words wisely and succinctly, even when we're learning. Perhaps at the end of his presentation, the Medr Shmuel may have been alluding to the fact that the Gemara itself makes this point in Psachim and Daf Gimel, La'olam yishan adam l'talmido derech tzara. Pedagogically, a person should be as succinct as possible, and obviously there, in the context specifically of teaching Torah, one could imagine many benefits, especially in today's attention span deficit generation, where people have a hard time concentrating. So the more succinct you can be, perhaps the more effective you can be in learning. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos, in Perek Beis Halacha Dalet, also extols generally the benefit of silence. The Olam Yarbe Adam B'Shtika, we should be as quiet as we can. And he says this also includes V'chein B'Divrei Torah U'B'Divrei Chachma. It's not just because people might be saying silly or irrelevant or unimportant things, but even in Torah, even in wisdom, Yu Divrei Adam Ma'atim V'Inyonehem Merubim. We should try to pack a punch. We try to use as few words as possible to communicate the most content we can. He quotes that Gemara in Maseches Psachim. So we see this idea, at least according to these group of Mefarshim, that the Miyot Sicha here in our Braisa refers even to learning itself. The question is why? The Rambam perhaps most eloquently advocates this position, the Medr Shmuel advocated it, but the question is, why should that be? So, one who addresses this directly is Rav Yaakov Emden in Alechem Shemayim, where he writes, "Af b'dvarim hechrichiim she'efshami baladam v'ein asicha b'teila," even in important things in life, things that you can't ignore, not just stam schmoozing, nevertheless, we should try to be yitbos b'muat. We should still try to have as little bit as possible, be katzer kol ha'efshar, and be as short and succinct as we can. Why, he says, here's the key point, l'fisha hazman yekar ha'metzius, because time is the most precious commodity we have. And therefore, afilu b'divrei Torah yisira, quotes the Gemara Psachim. Even in learning, the Gemara says, we should teach in a succinct way. Afilu b'tfila he then has, Ha'arichos eino mushubach behechleit. So, Rav Yaakov Emden is consistent. He thinks the issue is waste of time. Time is precious. Yikar ha'metziyut, the most valuable commodity we have. And therefore, he says, whether it's teaching Torah, learning Torah, and kavachom or anything else, we shouldn't be wasting time, and therefore we should be memayit besicha, no matter what we're doing, because any excessive, unnecessary talk is simply a waste of the most precious commodity we have in life. Maral, speaking in his typically enigmatic fashion, but Maral, I think, takes a different approach to this, where he writes, Ki marbe dvarim marbe shtus. The more one speaks, the more silliness or stupidity will come out. Ki ashtika hi simen chachma. In contrast, silence, quiet, is a sign of a wise person, of chachma. Shasicha mevateles pu'ulas haseichel. He concludes that talking, communication, nullifies, cancels, is mevatel, the ability, the pu'ula of the seichel, of thinking. So the Maral here does not specifically mention Torah at all. He doesn't mention what type of sicha he's talking about. But it seems that the implication is it's therefore categorically that we should have mi'ut sicha, as the Rama had said, whether it's Torah or other things. And here he seems to be stressing the idea that the more one talks, the less one can think. You know, we have to focus on something. The more we're talking, the less we can possibly be thinking or learning from other people. In that vein, perhaps what the Maral is getting at is that this is a companion to what we saw earlier in the Braisa of Shmias Ozen, which some commentaries explain meant that the essence of one of the keys to learning is focusing on listening and not talking. When I'm talking, I can't learn. When I'm listening to somebody else, I can learn. Right? The Maral here said, Sicha mevateles pula sasechel. So talking is not always conducive with thinking, but the less we talk, the more we can concentrate, the more we can think, the more we can listen to other people. So this is perhaps what these Mefarshim have in mind when they say, even Divrei Torah, Miut Sicha, our Braisa is talking about. They're because of the waste of time, or because of the inability to otherwise be thinking when we're talking. However, many, many other Mefarshim don't apply this to learning, rather they apply this to other types of speech. The Tiferes Yisrael refers to this as Dvarim Shel Mabakach, purposeless, idle chatter, that's what should be decreased. The Medrash Shmuel, the Ruach Chaim, Chaim Volozhiner, and Rav Yaakov Emden, again, even though they mentioned perhaps learning, but they certainly focused on, if not exclusively, then additionally, the need to decrease, to use terms that appear in their writings, either Sichas Chulin, Sicha B'Tela, Devar Vashal Rishus, all sorts of different euphemisms for most likely referring to the same thing, but they're just simply not necessarily Narashkeit, although in some cases it is, but what we would call schmoozing, just lighthearted, not inherently bad, but not, certainly not meaningful conversation. Rav Avadya Bar Tanura in Perek Gimel on the mission of Siyag L'Chachma Shtika also says, what are we talking about? What type of shtika is advocated? Avoiding Divrei Rishus Benam L'Chaveiro, Stam Shuzin, that's the type of sicha which, if you can prevent it, if you can quiet it, is the Siyag L'Chachma. And the Rambam as well, we mentioned previously that the Rambam did include even Divrei Torah, but initially the Rambam seems to be focusing on the need to decrease this other type of talking. As he points out, L'olam yarba adam b'shtika, and a person should not be focused on other things, but rather only on chachma, or things that are necessary, if not Torah, then even things that are necessary for his body. And points out that Rav, Talmud of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, lo sach sicha b'tela kol yamav, quite an extreme role model, he never wasted any speech his whole life. Zuhi sichas rov kol adam. Most people, most of our conversations are sicha b'tela, not really meaningful or significant, not really edifying. And he says we have to really decrease this, even if it's things which are somewhat important. Tzarchei Aguf, he says, or other things. Nevertheless, lo yarba adam dvarim. And this, he says, is what Chazami, when they say marba dvarim, marba chait. Lo matzasi l'guf tov el shtika. We have to avoid all sorts of unnecessary chatter. Again, sometimes it could be even worse than neutral, but even if it's just stam, neutral, narishkeit, schmoozing, no purpose to it, says the Rambam, again, already more specifically noted by the Mefarshim here, Tiferes Yisrael and others, focusing on this kind of idle, purposeless chatter. But again, here the question is, even if this is not the most wonderful thing in the world, what's the problem? Why do Chazal, earlier in Perkei Avos and here in Perek Vav, why do they seem to be so down on this? So here, I think we have a number of different approaches to the negative impact, specifically when it comes to learning, if one has too much of this sicha schulin, sicha b'teila. So first is the simplest explanation, which is it's simply a waste of time, and a waste of time prevents us from accomplishing other things. This is the idea which Rav Yaakov Emden eloquently reiterates, that when we're talking, he as we recall, emphasizes the need to be careful about our time, even in learning. But certainly when we're talking about other things, says Rav Yaakov Emden, kal vachomer, l'dabar harishus, certainly other things that aren't learning, shlo yovar yaved hazman, or yovar hazman devarim yisayim. Don't use excessive conversations to waste time, because by doing so, yafsi Torah harbe, shahaya yachal lilmod betokach, because there'll be tremendous amounts of Torah that you could have learned during that time, which will be lost out. Chaim Volozhiner, I believe, also mentions this in passing before he gets to his main point, that the first idea simply is bitul zman. You have to be miyut sicha, because the alternative is simply just batala bitul zman. And I think that perhaps we don't appreciate the seriousness of the sin of bitul Torah. So just briefly to mention a few of the Mamari Chazal. There have literally been books written on this topic, but nevertheless, just quickly, a few of the statements of Chazal, which are really quite extreme. Like Mar Shabbos, Taf Lamed Beis, tells us that because of Bitul Torah, Rachmana Litzlan, children can die, and even the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The Avos de Rabbi Nasan, Perek Chavav, tells us that Talmid Chachamim, if they die young, it's not because of theft or znus, because of Bitul Torah. Shabbos Taf Lamed Gimel, Bitul Torah causes all sorts of tragedies. Even women die from some terrible disease because they'll battle their husbands. Non-Jews die because they battle the Jews. Babies die because they battle the parents. Really extreme kind of ideas here in the Gemara. Later, Masechta Shabbos Taf Kuf Yutes, the Charva Torah, Yerushalayim Ela Ba'avon Bitul Torah. So we have more destruction attributed to the sin of Bitul Torah. And last but not least, just to mention the practice in Rabbi Gamliel's Beis Medrash, the Gemara Brachos, Daf Nun Gimel, that they didn't even say basically what we would say, Gesundheit, or Labriut, when a person would sneeze, because once you say that, then people might start schmoozing, and there would be Bitul Torah. So something for us all to perhaps take more seriously than we normally do, and that is just how seriously and how grave the Chazal thought the sin of Bitul Torah was. And obviously, even if we're not at a point where we can completely get rid of this, but miut sicha certainly is a obviously good piece of advice if we want to have a kinyan Torah. So that's the first and most simple idea. The second idea, perhaps, is indicated by Rashi. Initially, in his first go around, so to speak, in his first presentation and interpretation of this brisa, Rashi actually does not comment whatsoever on miyut sicha, but at the end of the brisa, he has his nusach acher, another version that he had, and apparently there he had miyut sicha, and Rashi there comments with one word, leitzanus, which seems to imply that what Rashi is saying is it's not that we should avoid talking per se, it's not conversation per se that's the problem, rather leitzanus, which we might translate as levity or perhaps cynicism. So I'm not sure either Rashi means that we should just in general decrease the amount of conversation we have, because inevitably the more we talk, the more we'll get to things which would constitute leitzanus. Or if one wanted to take a more makil, so to speak, more lenient or minimalist understanding of Rashi, he may mean it's not that general talking is a problem, maybe we don't even have to mamayate that at all, but just mamayate things which are leitzanus. I have a feeling he's referring to, I'd like to think he's referring to the former, but it's not clear. He may be referring to just minimizing leitzanus. Perhaps as a source for this, we can attribute it to the Medrash Shir Shirim Rabbah, which tells us that leitzanus specifically is incompatible with Torah. Nichnas Lalev Davar Shel Eitzanus Yatza Kenegdo Davar Shel Torah. It's, so to speak, almost a quid pro quo, a very causal relationship. When the Eitzanus becomes a part of a person, Torah simply cannot remain, and in said proportion, the Torah, so to speak, has to leave. The Eitzanus, cynicism in particular, or even extreme levity, joking, can simply be incompatible with Torah, and Miyat Sicha is a way of decreasing that. A third possibility, suggested in a very beautiful presentation of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh in Bamidbar, Per Chavav Pasuk Gimel, where he says, quoting what he refers to as the Chassidei Yisrael, I think he's alluding to the Alshech HaKadosh, Ki Peh Shalom De Torah Dino Kikli Shares Asher Yishar Subam Bekodesh. Astounding statement. It says, the mouth of people who learn Torah has the status of a Kli Shares, of a vessel in the Beis HaMikdash, because it has been used for Kodesh. Ki Ein Kedusha Kedushas HaTorah. If a vessel in the Beis HaMikdash is used for water or blood or the animals or something in the sacrificial service, the Avodah, that gets Kedusha. So the mouth, which is used for Torah, which is the highest form of Kedusha, the mouth certainly is a Kli Kadosh, Kli Sharis. And therefore, continues the Or HaChaim, L'zeh Osr L'daber Bo Afilu D'Reichol Hagam She'in Rod Var Masurim. Then he then specifically quotes that this is one of the Memchef Ma'alos She'in B'miyot Sicha. So it's not just a question of Lashon Hara or Leitzonos or things which might be Osr, even neutral things per se. But still, you're not allowed to use a Kli Sharis for anything other than a Kadosh activity. And therefore, it's a kind of Mi'ila, if you will. He doesn't use that term, but that's what he's implying, to use our mouths for other such things. The idea, without the reference to Kli Sharis, but it may be perhaps a basis of this, is the comment of Chazal, which is found in Yuma on Daf Yutes, as well as in a Medrash in Tehillim, that when the Apostle says, V'dibarta bam, you should speak in words of Torah. Bum, says the Medrash. Bum, say Chazal, in words of Torah, Yeshlecha Rosh Hashanah Daber. That you can speak about. Lo, b'dvar macherim. Not in other things. Rava says even further, Hasach Sichas Chulin, over ba'asei. Shinemar, v'dibarta bum, bum, lo, b'dvar macherim. So I think the point here, without the metaphor, the idea of Klisharis, but still the idea that Chazal and Yuma are telling us is that we shouldn't think that it's just a given that we have a permission from Hashem, a gift of speech, and we can use it however way we want, whatever way we want, and if we choose to use it for Torah, wonderful. If we choose to use it for meaningful things, wonderful. No, says the Gemara. The whole heter, so to speak, the whole gift of speech is to be used for Torah, or even if you want to say slightly more broadly, meaningful, productive, spiritual things, davening, and perhaps other things that can be a kind word, etc. But just to use the mouth, our mouth, for idle chatter, that's a violation, the Gemara seems to be implying, of the whole purpose of Hashem giving us the ability to speak. And that gift was given on condition that we use it, v'dibarta bam, bam yeshla v'shus l'daber. So, again, this is a somewhat deep or even mystical idea, but again, taking the words of the Or HaChaim or even the Gemara literally, it's quite extreme. It's hard to believe that Chazal or the Or HaChaim have in mind that we literally can't say anything that's not Kedusha or learning or davening, but at the very least, this reflects another idea for us to consider, and certainly one I think we should keep in the back of our minds, especially when we often are so idle and so mindless in our chatter, that we have a gift, and the gift was given to us for use in productive ways, and therefore miyot sicha. Again, if we can't, I'm not sure exactly what Or HaChaim meant, but even if he meant it literally, I don't know anyone who's on that level. Literally, I don't know anyone on that level. I know people who are closer than I am, but I don't know anyone on this level, that's for sure. So even if we're not on that level, and perhaps we're not even meant to be in such an extreme literal way, but nevertheless, I think the idea is absolutely true and one that we all probably should give a little bit more thought to, that we're perhaps misusing and misappropriating a gift that we were given that has the ability to serve such a meaningful role in learning, davening, and other holy activities, and if we use it for all sorts of other things, that's a little bit of an abuse or a misuse of that gift. Lastly, there's an idea which Reb Chaim Volozhiner in the Ruach Chaim alludes to, which really comes from a number of Midrashim, and that is as follows. Ruach Chaim says, quoting, commenting on our Braisa, Kmo sha'amru chachmeinu zal, shekol sicha b'teila shnechot etos ozno shel adam, yotzei kenegdo dibur shel Torah. Anytime a person is involved in a sicha b'teila, here in the version of the way the Ruach Chaim says, it doesn't even mean the one who speaks it, just the one who even hears it. So whenever sicha b'teila, unnecessary conversation, enters a person's mind, enters a person's conscience or being, the Torah will, so to speak, leave him. So this exact formulation, sicha b'teila, shnechlos etos ozno, I was not able to find this using a search on the Proyekt HaShut of Bar Ilan. I could not find this anywhere in Chazal. However, there are other midrashim, which are probably what the Ruach Chaim was alluding to, which are similar, if not exactly the same. So, for example, the Yalkut Shimoni on Shir Shirim says that I think Torah is compared there to oil, like a barrel filled with oil, and just like if you would put some water in, some of the oil would go out, so too, Hichnis Divrei Betela, Divrei Torah Yotzim Lefi Mashehu. You have Divrei Torah, you put in some Divrei Betela and the Torah will go out. Or the Medrash Sochar Tov in Tehillim in Mizmor Kuf Yotes compares Torah to honey, same idea. A Torah Meshulal Chavis Malei Advash, a barrel filled with honey. If you'll add some other things to that in Hichnasta Divar Macherim, then what will happen? The honey will go out. So too, when a person is learning, Kachem im hichnasta dvar macherim betoch libcha yatu divrei Torah. So you bring other things into your mind, your heart, to your conscious, to your being, the Torah will leave. So this idea sounds like somewhat objective, metaphysical reality almost, that there's simply no room for Torah and sicha betela, sicha schulin, to coexist. Perhaps this can be understood on a more prosaic level, similar to the idea which we saw initially about Bittul Torah, or perhaps in terms of the waste of time, or perhaps it's just a question of distraction, and it's not just a question of how many hours a person is learning, or whether they're talking when they're supposed to be learning, as much as when these things are on our mind or in our consciousness, it's simply hard to focus on more elevated things such as learning. But be that as it may, I believe that we have four different ideas here for why schmoozing and non-Torah, non-Kadosh conversation can be detrimental to learning, and therefore why Chazal here might be encouraging the miut sicha, either the waste of time and the lost opportunity, the fact that there is a certain leitzanus, which inevitably the more we speak, the more we're likely to become cynical or say things that are inappropriate. There's the idea of our mouth being a gift from Hashem, perhaps even being a klisharis, which cannot be defiled. And then there's this idea, this intriguing idea of the Medrash, which Reb Chaim Volozhiner articulates, that somehow any bit of Dvar B'Tehila that comes into us, Torah will almost be forced out. It's not only that it waits our time, but that Sicha B'Tehila will cause us to forget our learning. Intriguing idea which perhaps needs to be understood better, but these are all some of the different interpretations of this attribute that we've seen here, and that is miut sicha.